Speaking of the Michigan Health and Hospital Association, Brian Peters, the CEO, is here with us. And nice to have you here. It's nice to be able to actually see you when I'm talking to you, Brian.
Well, I agree. Feelings mutual, Paul W., and good morning. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Did you hear what you wanted to hear from the governor? Or do you have a thought on that at all?
Well, certainly the theme of believing in Michigan is one that resonates with me and with our member hospitals and health systems throughout the state as well, because we certainly believe in the future of this state. And as you know, our hospitals are here for all 10 million Michiganders every single day, whether that's as a provider of care or whether it's as an economic engine, as we are in many instances the largest employer in our respective communities. And so I like the overall theme. And certainly the governor did touch on a number of key healthcare issues as well. So I thought the presentation was well done and really cause for optimism for everybody going forward.
Yeah, and that's what a State of the State address is not always about the reality of some of the bumps in the road that we've gone through and that we might have ahead. It's a feel-good speech, and on that count, I think she did a fine job. I'm very concerned, and Brian, you and I have talked about this, about what's going on in our hospitals, the ongoing staffing crisis. I even look beyond this pandemic, and how many people are going to just decide to go into different careers or retire early or any number of things. Michigan hospitals have lost approximately 875 staffed beds statewide over the past year, which is the equivalent of a whole large urban hospital.
Well, that's exactly right, Paul W. And nothing happened to those physical beds. The reality is we just simply don't have enough staff, whether that's clinical staff or non-clinical, to keep those beds functional. So as you said, nearly 1,000 beds fewer that are available for our Michiganders today than a year ago. And unfortunately, that's a trend that is likely to continue for a period of time. We're doing as much as we possibly can to mitigate that situation and ensure access to all, because those healthcare needs, whether it's COVID related or not, continue. And the reality is, we need the help of the Michigan public to do the right thing to mitigate the continued pandemic. But we need the help of our elected officials as well. And we do have legislation that's passed the Michigan House. We're optimistic and hopeful it's going to move in the Senate soon as well, that would help to create new funding opportunities to both assist with recruitment and retention in the short term, but also to develop the healthcare workforce pipeline into the future, because you're exactly right. This was a problem that predated the pandemic. Pandemic's made it worse, and we're certainly not out of the woods by any means when it comes to our healthcare workforce challenges.
You know, we're spending some time with Brian Peters, CEO of the Michigan Health and Hospital Association. You know what occurs to me, Brian? Growing up in Monroe, Michigan, I knew a lot of people who were volunteers at the hospital. We had Mercy Hospital and Memorial Hospital. I think we have one hospital there now. But there were volunteers, a lot of them. I had a lot of family members, you know, friends of my parents and other people that were volunteers at the hospital. I hardly hear about that anymore at all. You still need volunteers, don't you?
Well, we absolutely do. And we've been blessed for many years to have hospital volunteers or auxilians who have donated their time and energy and been incredibly helpful to us. Right now, in the midst of this pandemic, though, we do need volunteers more than ever to do a number of things. And in fact, early in the pandemic, we collaborated with the Whitmer administration, and there is still a active website that is available within the state website that you can actually find very easily. Google is helpful, as always. But that website is a one-stop shop, if you will, to match willing and able volunteers with opportunities throughout the state of Michigan. And certainly, as you said, our hospitals, both large and small, urban and rural, we need all the help we can possibly get. So appreciate you mentioning that opportunity.
What website, webpage or whatever for people to sign up?
Well, certainly with the state of Michigan website, the Whitmer administration.
I got you.
Within that website, and I don't have the actual link available at this moment, but we can follow up with that for sure with your listeners, Paul W.
Very quickly, a couple of quick issues. There is light, seemingly light, at the end of the tunnel. I don't want to, you know, say it too soon, but it does seem that admissions and total COVID-19 hospitalizations are declining statewide.
They are. We are at just over 4,100 inpatient hospitalizations today in our Michigan hospitals. That contrasts with all-time record high just a couple of weeks ago of around 4,900. And so you're right, we've seen a significant decline. That has not been the case in every region of the state. Some of these changes are localized, but there is cause for optimism here. The problem, though, back to our earlier conversation, is that we continue to have so many hospital employees that are out of the hospital with COVID themselves. They're in that quarantine period, and we need them back as soon as they're healthy enough to do so.
We're going to leave them with this thought because it's significant. Yeah, I'm sorry I have to bring it up, but there is across the country a significant growing rate of incidents of violence against our frontline caregivers. I hard to imagine, hard to explain. I'm not going to blame COVID this or that. We were blaming shootings on the highways to COVID, and it turns out shootings on the highways happened before we even had highways. But what about this problem of people turning on the people there to help them?
Well, it's incredibly frustrating. And I think all of us are accustomed to seeing the viral videos of these acts of violence on an airplane, for example. But the reality is this is happening far more frequently in a hospital or healthcare setting. And we understand that patients and their loved ones, their caretakers, get frustrated for all sorts of reasons. But you have to understand that our caregivers are doing all they possibly can in a very challenging environment. And we need to show some patience. We need to show some grace. Paul W., I know you've likely seen the signs, as I have, in the lobbies of our restaurants that say, please be patient. We are at full capacity, but we are short-staffed. You could put that sign in the hospital lobby of any one of our member organizations throughout the state of Michigan, and it would be perfectly accurate. We are at full capacity. We are short-staffed. We're doing all that we possibly can. And this sort of behavior, both verbal and in some cases physical violence, absolutely unacceptable.
Totally unacceptable. Over your shoulder, I see part of your mission statement. What's that say? We advance. What's it say?
We advance the health of individuals and communities. And that has been our focus for some time now. And it means that we collaborate with any willing partner. We know that just the activity that occurs inside the four walls of an acute care community hospital, while that's critically important, if we're going to get where we need to be as a state and improve the health status of Michiganders, we need to partner with not only our elected leaders and policymakers, but with other organizations as well.
And we're all individuals in. Who are. We're all in with you. Thank you, Brian.